Hey, this is Chris Osborne. Welcome to the seventh episode of my Tiki Chris Talks podcast. This one features an interview with Matassa Managing Director Stephanie Ansell and Matassa Master Konstantinos Raptis. The interview took place in November at the St. James Bar at the Sofitel London St. James Hotel, one of my favorite bars in London, actually, and was followed by a tasting of head barman Matteo Giannuzzi's Dragon's Sun cocktail, which features Matassa 12 stars as the key ingredient. It's a rich mix, and it's definitely worth you seeking out for a sip. But what is Matassa? It's an oak-aged spirit from the Greek island of Samos. I love the stuff, but I reckon it's best to allow Stephanie and Konstantinos describe it. Here we go.
I'm here with Matassa's Matassa Master, yes. Konstantinos Raptis,
yes.
And Matassa's Managing Director, Stephanie Ansell. And we're going to talk about what Matassa is, how it's different from other spirits, and maybe a little bit of the past, and maybe just a little bit of the future for the brand. So, what is it? What is Matassa?
What is Matassa? Matassa is one of a kind amber spirit. It's a unique. And you will better understand when I will explain you the creation of Matassa.
Okay.
The most significant part of the Matassa creation is the sweet Muscat wine from Samos.
Which is a Greek island.
Yes. Samos is a Greek island. It's located at the northeast part of the Aegean Sea, close to Turkey.
Okay.
And if you go there, you will find that there are two high mountains on the island. One of them is full of vineyards. So in that mountain, at the center of the island, the vineyards are starting from the sea level, and they are climbing like steps, like terraces, up to 800 meters. In that case, the Muscat vineyards are exposed all over the day,
yes,
to the sun and to the wind that is coming from the sea during the summer, and that's very helpful for the sugar content,
yes,
at the end, and for the aroma, and for keeping them, because of the wind, is keeping them dry and cool.
Okay.
That is very helpful for the vineyards. Finally, during the harvest, the grapes are with a high content of sugar, high acidity, because of the earth, and the aroma, because of the unique grape style, the unique style of the Muscat, because the Muscat of Samos is a unique Muscat of the world, of the Muscat world. It's a Muscat with a unique aroma that you can finally the wine you can age for decades with a magnificent result. That's the reason for using sweet Muscat wine for our Matassa.
Okay.
We have made a lot of trials by using several types of Muscat wines. You know, in order to secure the future production and to be confident if there is no enough quantity of, but we found that only with Muscat of Samos we can make Matassa.
Okay.
The only place that we have found such a kind of grape is at a certain place in France, in Frontignan. But the Muscat of Samos is quite high quality,
okay.
Higher quality. The Muscat that we are using, the Muscat wine that we are using, is a Mistel. You know about Mistels?
Mistel, it's a sweeter,
yeah, it's a sweeter,
white wine,
but it is made with additional alcohol.
Okay.
Actually, there is no fermentation.
So it's fortified,
100% fortified. 15% of the alcohol is coming from additional grape alcohol, and that's on purpose in order to keep all the sugar content of the grape and to keep all the aroma, because the aroma of the muscat is coming from the grape, not from the after the fermentation.
So it's a muscat wine with a neutral spirit added to it.
Not neutral, grape.
Okay, so there is some flavor.
From grape, but it's only to keep the sugar.
Okay.
And the aroma, and then we age the muscat wine. We age for years, and
okay.
We make certain blends of between 5 to 8 years or more old. Those are muscat blends. We are calling them muscat blends, and then we select distillates. Wine distillates, not from muscat wine, from other varieties of grapes, and we age them in Limousin oak barrels.
Okay, French oak. Okay.
French Limousin oak, medium toasted.
Okay.
Medium toasted in order to get the sweet, spicy aroma and vanilla aroma. And we age them for years, and we make blends of distillates, and then we make an aromatic bouquet of herb extracts of various aromatic botanicals, and that's the specific role of that mixture is blend is to enhance a little bit more the metaxa character. And that's one of our secret part of the creation of it. One of them is the rose petals extra, but we have announced only that,
not
other. Then we blend together all those, the muscat blends, the distillate blends, and the aromatic bouquet, and that blend, and we age that blend. We further age that blend for years in big barrels.
Okay, wow.
From Limousin oak again. And the last step of the creation is the blending together of different barrels of that metaxa in order to make the exact metaxa style, the style that we prefer, like 12 stars, for example.
Okay. So looking at this
book,
thank you very much.
Right? So it's
simple, no?
It's a little bit exhausting, but it's
you're the Matassa master,
yes.
Because you can say this. Yes,
and he can do it.
Not only say, but do it.
Exactly.
So are you the one involved with the blending?
Yes.
He is the...
With selecting, blending, aging, blending, everything.
Everything.
Yes.
Which is why we call him the master, but
yes.
We don't say the master blender, the master distiller.
All these things,
as you've just understood, the Metaxa is very unique in its making, in its art of making, and so it cannot be summarized in one word. That's just the reality. That's why we call it, you know, the original Greek spirit. That's why we say it's one of a kind. That's why we say it's unique. That's why we call him a Metaxa master, which stays quite enigmatic, because Metaxa master is exactly, it's part of a mystery. The reality is we invite people to explore it. That's why we've built our campaign saying don't drink it, explore it. You will not understand it until you take the time to explore it. It's quite a unique journey in the tasting as well. And that's because it's made in a quite unique way.
Well,
and it has
did this process come about?
The inventor, the creator.
1888.
Yes, so explain how Spiros Metaxa
invented
it, we think.
I will explain you. I wasn't at that time, of course, but I can guess, because it's simple to think about that. When you age a distillate, a wine distillate in barrels, you try to find a way, finally, to blend it and to round it up. to make it more smooth.
Okay.
Most of the creators, of the producers, even now, they are using something like sweetening agent for rounding. Okay, small quantities of sugar or some small quantities of some kind of syrup. At that time, Spiros Metaxas thought, instead of that, to use sweet wine, sweet Muscat wine from Samos. Samos wine was even well known at that time. It was very, known as most of the people used to appreciate that, the quality of it. So he used that. He was impressed because of the blending and the after the aging in barrels was impressed because Muscat wine of Samos, as I explained to you previously, you can age that wine for a long. And if you protect that wine in the environment of the high strength of 40%, so for sure you will get the better, the best result from that. And that's the combination between the aged distillates and the Muscat aged Muscat wine of Samos that you can get the final impressive result. That was the idea.
And that final result, so you have different aging and you differentiate your different spirits by stars,
yes.
Right? So what are the stars?
So you are asking about what are the stars, for example, if you are talking about the stars is a certain range. We have separated the Metaxa family in terms of styles into two different ranges. One range is the star range, and the other is the reserve range, the upper class. When we're talking about the star range, that is the 5 stars, 7 stars, and 12 stars, is a part of the Metaxa family. Every star is a certain style, an exact style in terms of taste, of aroma. And if you are asking me how you explain how you create that exact, the 5 stars, the 7 stars, and 12 stars, I can give you some rules that are some steps that I'm following. First of all, every style of star range has an exact Metaxa, an exact Muscat, percentage.
Okay.
For example, the 7 star has more Muscat wine from 5 stars. Then I used more blends when you are going up to the star scale. Then I'm using more different blends. The more, the higher the number of the stars, I have used more blends of distillates, of muscats, of final Metaxa blends, in order to differentiate the character and to give the exact character that we can feel when you will taste later on the 12 stars. You will find if you compare the 12 stars with the 5 or the 7, you will find that it is much more complex.
Complex. But historically, we think that Spiros Metaxa, when he started, he created the 3 stars, was created in 1888. He was inspired by the cognacs at that time, were also called 3 stars, using star system. The cognacs abandoned the star system. Metaxa has always kept it. Today, it's ours, and it's a quite simple, universal expression of complexity. And today, we associate the stars to blends. So we say 5 stars, 5 blends, 7 stars, 7 blends, 12 stars, 12 blends. But it initially came from that. And indeed, initially, if you find very old bottles and you look at old bottles and you come to Samos, you will see bottles, historical bottles of Metaxa with the word cognac, K-O-N-I-K, on it.
Okay, okay, okay.
that was called a cognac until the appellation was created, and it definitely wasn't part of the appellation. Then it was called a brandy until the brandy appellation was created. But the reality is it doesn't belong to any of these categories. It's its own.
Someone who might like cognacs, brandies.
Exactly. Just like someone who might like, high-end brown spirit, amber spirit, will like it, will find a reference. There are quite some similarities maybe to rums. It depends where you come from, what you appreciate, and you will see when you go through the tasting what notes you appreciate, but you will find elements that are familiar in some places to that.
And maybe a 5-star would be great for a cocktail.
5-star would be.
12-star, you probably want that on its
yes,
own. Yes,
so
rocks,
exactly.
Sort of
so
thing, yeah?
5-star, we recommend would be great in a long drink.
Okay, we'll wrap this up.
Yes.
I've got one more question for them, and we'll be done.
The liquids are quite versatile. You will see the metaxas are quite versatile, but yes, we can easily accommodate a 5-star in a long drink, a 7-star in a cocktail. 12-star is amazing, neat on ice, but as we will see later, we're happy to have great mixologists play with the 12-star and signature drinks. And so yes, so you will see it's because of how it's made, it's already quite balanced drink in itself, and yes it's amazing on its own, but as you can imagine, it can also be mixed, definitely.
Well, I think there are some thirsty people here.
Yes.
I'm one of them,
yes.
So looking forward to having some. Anything else to wrap up before we
you're gonna see. I mean, this is not a wrap up yet, but
okay.
Happy to have you taste it.
Thank you very much.